One of the strongest doctrines living in the Western United States today is the prior probative doctrine. This doctrine states that if you were the first to use a source of water back in the day and continue to use that source today, then under water shortage conditions, you're the one that gets the water before anyone else. Farmers, cities, states, and people in general have been fighting each other over water rights in the West for a long time. Today's segment is part of a series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. The five retail water agencies in Southern Nevada formed the Southern Nevada Water Authority as a partnership. They are the wholesale agency that is responsible for acquisition, treatment, development of water resources for the greater county, and conservation planning. Pat Mulroy, general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, explained to me how and why the water agencies decided to work together.
When we created the authority, we all gave up our priority water rights and decided it was rather silly between cities, because when you have that kind of competition between municipalities that the visitor or even the resident can't tell you where one city ends and another city begins, it would be ludicrous to have competing and very different water rules and a water running down the street in the Las Vegas Valley Water District service area, for example, while Henderson went bone dry. I mean, that makes no sense. So we said, we'll throw those away. Those won't work for us, and we'll replace them with a shared shortage plan. Because in truth of fact, the only time you really need that priority is in times of shortage. And our philosophy was, the larger the base over which you can spread that shortage, the more manageable it is for everybody that has to participate, because your relative share of that shortage becomes that much smaller. Whereas if you try to offload your shortage onto somebody else, it becomes an unbearable burden.
Now, this is amazing to me, because I have never heard of groups that serve large populations like the Las Vegas area and Southern California choosing not to fight over water. Usually the elephant in the room is who gets the water when shortage of water shows up. Pat and her colleagues have created a shortage plan that has become the baseline of how water would be distributed and used during water short years.
Our shortage plan is a aggressive regional conservation plan, and the rules are the same no matter where you live in Southern Nevada, no matter what jurisdiction you live in. The Water Authority adopted the blueprint, and then every city council and the county commission brought it through to life by changing their building codes, their landscaping codes, their water rates, and we all adopted the water waste ordinances and the time of watering schedule and the entire package.
When we each pull water out of the same bucket, it can be hard to say no to a community that may be the lowest on the totem pole. I know of places in the U.S. where this has happened. The social and economic impacts are severe enough to cause strife of all kinds to its population. The prior probative doctrine's first-come, first-serve approach may have been the perfect solution to water distribution and management during the gold rush. But times have changed. In today's world, this type of water management may be moving away from its historic philosophy.
In truth of fact, not anyone living in Southern Nevada today was a pioneer. Let's be honest. I'm old, but I'm not that old. And it's all municipal use. And the economies are so intertwined. I mean, people work on the Las Vegas Strip and they live in North Las Vegas and they live in Henderson or they live in Boulder City. People live in Boulder City and they work within the valley. To that end, it is one economy. And it's one larger community. Because we choose to govern ourselves in more discrete, smaller jurisdictions, when it comes to that one resource that we all share, because we take 90% of our water from the Colorado River, we all share it. We all share the same facilities. We all share the same infrastructure. We all share the same resources, whether they're there or they're not there. That was the only rational approach. And when you did it on a purely data-driven basis, and you looked at how much more manageable it became in terms of the consequences that you were going to have to impose on your residents, it was a no-brainer.
Sharing fairly, based on a data-driven foundation, has become a highly successful tool for Southern Nevada and some of the Southern California water purveyors. it may sometimes appear as if a developing water shortage in America may be becoming a serious natural disaster for our communities. But I think Pat seems to be on the right track. Weathering the dry years ahead can be a no-brainer when sharing the resource trumps all else. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.